Very much for joining me here at Ōrangi Wātea. It's coming up to 9 minutes to five. We've got Minister Little on the line. We're talking the 12 new indicators as part of the government's huge reform of the health sector. Minister Andrew Little joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon on Ōrangi Wātea, Minister.
Tēnā koe, Claudette.
So we've got these 12-point indicators. The first thing I thought was, wow, it's full of numbers and it paints a gloomy picture. I'm just wondering, though, Minister, where the Māori figures are in and amongst this. Are we included in these figures, in these indicators?
Yes, they are. These are indicators about a system, how the system operates, when the data is recorded or broken down, and the way it will be reported will include also how it applies to Māori and Pacific, and at a more localised level too, not just as a nationwide picture. So it'll be multi-dimensional, but they are indicators about the system. They're not the only measures that we will have for the system, but they give an indication about what's working and what's not working, and therefore gives us a steer about, for the stuff that's not working, what we need to do to fix it.
However, the Māori statistics that are part of this overall picture, are they available? Do you drill down on ethnicity as well too? And will that data be given to the Māori Health Authority?
The data will be available to anybody, including the Māori Health Authority. And the aim is to, these are indicators that I expect will change over time. As I say, they're not the only measures. These are kind of a public-facing picture about what's working and what isn't working. And my full expectation is that both the Māori Health Authority and Health NZ will be working with the Ministry to say, look, that measure there, that's been pretty stable for a long time, but over here is not so flash, so we need to do something about that. And the Māori Health Authority will be able to say, you know what, particularly for Māori, here's an area here that we know is underperforming for a long time. Let's actually put some public focus on that so we actually really get some attention on it. So there will be a collaborative effort over time with the Māori Health Authority, Health NZ and the Ministry of Health to make sure that the indicators at any time are relevant to the issues for New Zealand at the time.
Because I'm just wondering whether or not those indicators, if you drill down on those indicators, then who is most at risk or who is most impacted within those indicators? And if it appears as though we're tracking quite well in one of the indicators, but actually we're not tracking well when it comes to looking at the Māori statistics. And if, you know, as an example, Health NZ or the Ministry says, well, we're tracking quite well there, but actually we're not when it comes to Māori, but we're looking at the overall picture rather than the drill down.
Yeah, I mean, there is an overall picture, and then there is then you get down to look at locality. So it may well be, if you take it, one of them, the ambulatory sensitive hospitalisations for children. All that means is children turning up to hospital with something that doesn't necessarily need to be treated in a hospital. So there might be a national picture that says, you know, actually, on average, this is looking okay. But we might find, for example, in South Auckland that the numbers are way too high, and that tells us that there's something wrong. And then we might look further down and say that, well, for Māori or for Pacific kids, it's even higher. So that tells us there's a real problem. The problem that tells us is most likely there's a real problem that whānau are having accessing primary care. They can't get in front of a doctor or a nurse practitioner. So that tells the system there's a problem here that we have to fix up and address. And the Māori Health Authority will look at it and say, well, we're now going to negotiate with Health NZ. We will take, you know, we've got some commissioning money, but Health NZ's got the bulk of it, but let's work out what we need to do to fix the community response so that we don't have Māori or Pacific kids turning up to hospital unnecessarily, and that actually it means they get the care that they need way before anybody thinks they need to go to hospital.
I'm just going to use this as an example, and you know, you don't need to comment on it, but it is just an example of what I'm trying to elicit here. So the government is rolling out, and we're seeing it in the media, how we're tracking very well in terms of COVID-19 vaccinations nationally, and the number of people that have been vaccinated once and twice as well too. But actually, for Māori, we're tracking around 7%. So in and amongst those figures, while the nation, while the overall picture might be looking quite good, we're tracking very, very slowly when it comes to Māori and Pacifica vaccinations as well too. So it goes to the point earlier around great national picture, but actually is it covering, is it a blanket of what we actually can't see in terms of Māori?
Yeah, and so what I can say about that in relation to the COVID-19 vaccination program is that nobody in the Ministry of Health, or ministers for that matter, actually, and in DHBs are sitting around saying, great, the national picture looks fine, we can sit on our hands, we don't have to do anything else. Actually, there's a lot of work going on understanding why it is that the Māori vaccination rate, which the last figures I saw had about 9%, but anyway, it's way below what it should be. And so in areas, in particular areas, there's a lot of work going on lifting that rate. I know I'm in Taranaki at the moment, I've been here today. There's a particular program of work working with local Māori health providers to make sure that they're being supported to get out to whānau to get them vaccinated. I was in Northland a couple of weeks ago talking to their COVID-19 vaccination team, and they're saying the only way it's going to work in terms of getting Māori engaged and understanding why we have to get vaccinated is on a whānau basis. So all of their strategy is built around getting out to whānau and working with whānau, not just for the individuals. So people are thinking, people are seeing those figures, and there are responses being worked up that are that reflect the problems that we see, you know, in particular areas. And when it's Māori, there are particular responses being worked up for Māori.
Thank you very much for that. In terms of the 12 indicators for the Health New Zealand and what have you, it's a question around Health New Zealand versus the Māori Health Authority. If we're talking about equity of funding for the Māori Health Authority, we would expect then that there would be equity of funding, not equality of funding, but equity of funding for the Māori Health Authority versus the Health New Zealand, we would expect a significant injection into the Māori Health Authority in order to address the issues. We're not seeing that at the moment, and of course it's very early days yet, very, very early days, but can we be guaranteed that there will be equity of funding?
Yeah, like I don't think anybody should think that it's a simple solution to that, because as we know, 88% of healthcare provided to Māori comes through non-kaupapa Māori health services, comes through, you know, the hospital system and all that sort of stuff. So what it is about is making sure that the system we've got that is run in collaboration between the Māori Health Authority and Health NZ, Ministry overseeing it, is that the resources needed to address the problems we've got, including for Māori, are going to the right place. There's a lot of stuff that the Māori Health Authority will be able to do and will be able to commission through various health providers that they will be able to fund. There's some commissioning they'll be able to do with Health NZ. They'll have a large co-commissioning role to do with Health NZ as well. It is a question of making sure that between the Māori Health Authority and Health NZ, and with the advocacy and the intellectual grunt that the Māori Health Authority will be able to bring to Hauora Māori, is that we get the resources going to the right place if we're going to lift wellbeing for Māori and really address the inequities in health that Māori are suffering at the moment.